What up, folks? What it do? Welcome to another episode of the Best Advice Ever podcast with me, Mike Goodwin, the bow-tied comedian. As I start each and every podcast the same way. On the road again. And as you know, if you've been a regular listener, I was not on the road this past week because we were on spring break. Shout out to parents that have children that go on spring break. And that's what we did. We went to the fine city of Nashville, Tennessee, Music City. It's very chilly too, very, very, very nippy. I went to visit Vanderbilt University. My daughter's a rising junior. No, she's not a rising junior. She's a rising senior. She is in her junior year. And it's clear to me that we have one spring break left before my daughter goes to college. Wow. Time sure does get moving, man. But went to Vanderbilt this upcoming week. Well, this past week, went to Vanderbilt. Had a great time. Had my thoughts about Vanderbilt, but it was a great visit. Nice school. Very, very good school. Elite school. And I did not like. I liked gaining an hour. I did not like giving the hour back when I went home. Also, man, that drive to Nashville, 6 hours and six and some change, really. Good thing we did not stay in Vanderbilt. Stayed in Mount Juliet, which is the suburbs of Nashville, about 30 miles, give or take, from Nashville. But that drive's a bear, man. I used to drive it for a good bit when I was on tour with comedian John Chris. And then I went on That Sounds Like Fun, a podcast tour with Annie F. Downs. And I would have to come to Nashville because both of those folks are, they live in Nashville, and when we would get on the bus would be leaving out of Nashville. So I would typically drive because I had merch. It's hard to take a lot of merch, especially for, you know, extended tours. Like we were on tour for, I think, the Annie F. Down tour. We might have did 15 dates, if I'm not mistaken. And I don't remember how many dates I've done with John, but I took a nice amount of merchandise, but made that trip. Now, this upcoming week, I'm back on the road again, and I have, you know, it's a pretty, you know, I was telling my wife when we were coming back home, I've changed a little bit as it relates to travel, the way that most people look at travel. And the way that I look at travel, it's pretty different. And I travel a lot for my job. I mean, probably 80% of my job is travel. Yeah, I do an hour of comedy, but I probably take 7 to 8 hours to travel to wherever I'm going. And so I spend a lot of time in travel. So a lot of times I would prefer to chill. My wife, this is what started the whole conversation. She asked me if we could do a vacation home, where would I do it? And I said somewhere pretty close to where we live, like Lake Murray. And she just was beside herself. And I'm like, yeah, I don't need to travel anywhere. I could be anywhere. I just want to kick it and relax. So when folks are talking about like vacation home in the mountains, I like the mountains. I like different parts of the country. I like, you know, I like Hilton Head. I like Kiowa. I mean, there's a variety of places. It's probably a number of places that parts of the country I enjoy. But in terms of like vacation for me is really just not doing stuff. Where vacation for other people, it involves excursions and trips and concerts and doing stuff. And I do enough stuff in my daily existence that when I want to really have a vacation and relax, I don't want to do anything. I mean, even to the degree of probably not even leaving the house. Like, I'm super cool with leaving the house. And that's been new, right? That's been a new occurrence that I'm starting to understand and realize. And the amount of travel that I do is pretty significant. This week is a great example. I leave Thursday. I'm headed to Chicago. On Friday, I'll be in Richmond, Texas, which is outside of Houston. Then Saturday, I'll be in Lake Charles, Louisiana. And then Sunday, I'm back in Columbia, South Carolina, right? And that's a lot. That's a lot. Flying to Chicago, get to the hotel, and or, you know, rental cars and flights and connections and time zones. It really is a lot. So I really just enjoy a slow pace and probably being able to just like sit out on the water. Like, being from Camden, where I'm from, I used to kind of think about how I probably wouldn't want to live in my hometown again. But I think the older I get, I'm like, I can dig it. Like, I can see it, because Camden, they have the things. They have the restaurants and their little book store downtown. As a matter of fact, I was recently in Camden for some stuff related to my dad's estate. And I could see myself just being downtown Camden, like, during the day at the little coffee shop, at the little book, at the bookstore, and then come home. I'm becoming an old dude, man. But yes, I shall have a tremendous amount of stories to tell you from this week of travel. It's going to be a great week. But the title of this podcast is The Best Advice Ever, and I'm going to simply share with you that. This is the part of the podcast we all been waiting for, The Best Advice Ever. And this advice probably seems similar to some other ones I've said in the past, but this one is simply keep the main thing the main thing, right? Focus. One thing I've realized recently, having conversations with folks and you discussing things and debating, you start off talking about one thing, but then you try to add on examples and like, no, man, let's focus on what we're talking about. We're talking about why. Now, you can't be over here talking about W, X, and Z. We're talking about why. Keep the main thing the main thing. I constantly tell myself that as it relates to comedy. I can get distracted and start doing things. I can start coaching, which I do coach, and I can start helping other folks with their presentations and their speeches. But where I should spend the primary amount of time I should spend is on improving my comedy, on working on my comedy, dealing with my comedy, things that allow my comedy to grow and expand and get better. Again, I can get focused on selling tickets. I can get focused on LinkedIn, and I can get focused on producing content. But at the end of the day, I have to keep the main thing, the main thing. And the main thing for me is to show up on stage and deliver an outstanding comedy show. Like, no ifs, ands, or buts. That should be my primary focus and concern, not on how my suit fits, not on how many email subscribers I've garnered in a week, not on how many views I've gotten on my YouTube videos. My focus should primarily be on my stand-up comedy. That's what should be getting the majority of my energy, my stand-up comedy. So keeping the main thing, because what can happen and what I've seen happen in my life, you can be spread thin. You can be trying to do the most and you're not doing anything really good. You're doing a little bit of this, you're doing a little bit of that. That's how I was in college. I was doing too much. Man, I in college, I was in ROTC. I was in a fraternity. I was an RA. I was on presidential ambassadors. I was in the reserves. I was video recording for the basketball team. I was in a fraternity. Like, I was doing the most, man. And I never really felt like I effectively conquered anything. That I felt like I did a bunch of things and I contributed, but I don't feel like I really left my mark on my college in the degree that I should have. Like, for years to come, people are like, oh man, this guy Mike Goodwin was the reason that the presidential ambassadors do X, Y, and Z, or my fraternity, this is the reason why the fraternity is such a strong foundation, because Mike did X, Y, and Z. I was running around like a chicken with my head cut off. And I just thought that that was the move. And it definitely was not the move. I did not keep the main thing the main thing. And in college, the main thing is your academics. So I graduated with a pretty decent grade point average, but I had the opportunity. They had something at my school called a Golden Ale. And it basically was being on the honor, being on a dean's list. I think is six consecutive semesters in a row being on the dean's list. And I missed it. I didn't keep the main thing, the main thing. Also, I don't believe I graduated. I might have graduated cum laude, if I'm not mistaken. But I might be making it up. I think I did graduate cum laude, but I didn't get the Golden Ale. Because, again, there were times where I was spread too thin and I was doing way, way too much, involved way too much. I think, one of the dangers. We tell students often to get involved and join a club, but we got to put a cap on it, man. You can't do all the things. Like, you just can't do it. And it's the idea of being a specialist versus being a generalist. You know, it's like when you focus on one thing, you can be an expert. You can be sought after. If you're just good across the board, you know, you're good at stuff, but, you know, you're not conquering, you're not dominating, you're not ruling in one particular area. I was trying to remember the phrase with people, like, I'll think about it in another time, in another day, but it's like when, you know, I'm so... I feel like I want to pause the podcast, go find this statement and then come back. But I've never paused the podcast before, so won't do it today. But y'all know exactly what I'm trying to say. It's the idea of let's find it, man. Let's look at my phone. Cause that's what Google's for. For finding things on the website. Doer of many. Let's try doer of many. Master of none. Let's see what that says. That gives you jack of all trades, master of none. That is what I was trying to say. A jack of all trades is a master of none. Glad I decided to look that up, because that would have been bothering me. Would have been frustrating me. Jack of all trades, but ruler of none. That's Mike Goodwin. There would have been a picture of Mike Goodwin. And again, I think that I've tried to hone that in. And even in terms of what my work is, I sometimes have way too ambitious ideas. Today, I'm recording this podcast, but I came in, I was like, oh, I'm going to record this many videos. I was going to work on this LinkedIn. Like, it's like, Mike, you're doing way too much. Let's set up for the next thing. We don't have to do everything today. We got time, right? So the best advice ever is simply to keep the main thing the main thing. Identify what's the main thing and pour into that, grow that. Oftentimes, it's like that illustration, the guy's digging for diamonds and he's almost there, but he gets discouraged and he leaves, but the diamonds is not that far. You just got to keep digging. And I think that's what happens to folks. They invested time and effort into something and they make the main thing, but it didn't turn out the way that they wanted it to turn out. And I just simply think that they maybe didn't spend enough time doing their main thing. Keep doing the main thing. Now, maybe you shouldn't be doing the main thing, but I'm talking to people that you're doing something that's beneficial, that's yielding results, that's productive. That's like, you know, in comedy. When I started putting my focus into comedy, that became the main thing. So at some point I left my job to put all of my efforts and my focus into comedy, and it has yielded a great result. So those are the folks that I'm thinking about, people that are in real estate, that sell real estate, you know. But I understand what can happen to some people is they're doing real estate, they're doing Prime America, they're doing lawn care. They're jack of all trades and they're mastering none. And I think that if you keep the main thing the main thing, you can push through ultimately and find success. That's how I felt about some of the guys I started doing stand-up with. There were some guys I started doing stand-up with. One guy in particular, I always told him, man, you're too talented. You got too many things you could do. This guy could play music, he could sing, he could weld, he could do a bunch of things. A bunch of things. And I was just like, bro, all I can do is tell these jokes. That's all I got. And there's some people like a Jamie Foxx that have the ability to bring all that together to produce something that's incredible and remarkable. But I think most folks get spread too thin. They chase this rabbit, they chase this rabbit, they chase this rabbit, and then at the end of all of it, they're still hungry. I'm watching this show. I don't know how I got caught up in this show, but that's what happens. It's like on this show, maybe I'll tell y'all what it is one day, but it's wild. But folks will go and try to execute something, and then once they take a long time, like it takes maybe a few hours to get something done, and then once they get it done, it's like, oh, that was a waste of time. I shouldn't have done that. I should have done some other things. It's the wildest thing. I'm still trying to figure out how I got caught up into the show, and I'm enjoying it. It's very interesting. Human dynamics, survivalists. It's quite the interesting show. Well, that's the best advice ever. Keep the main thing the main thing. I encourage you, if you're out there and you're working on something and you have a dream and a vision and a goal for how you see your life, keep on the path. Oftentimes, folks pull up off the path too soon. And I would encourage you to keep the main thing, and keep it moving. Well, now we now are at the segment I call the Mind of Mike. Now, shout out to the South Carolina women's team. I don't know if we call them Lady Gamecocks anymore. I don't know what the appropriate terminology is, but it's the women's team. It's the women. They went 38-0. Shout out to Dawn Staley, her coaching staff. It's been quite a treat to watch this team get a national championship. And I'm a true fan. Like, I'm a fan of Dawn Staley's program. We've been watching women's basketball at my house. And I coached for a few years when I was working at Heathwood Hall. But as I would say, when Asia Wilson, and even maybe before that, I probably Alicia Welch, Tiffany Mitchell, Khadijah Sessions, probably were the first group of folks, women at South Carolina, where I was dialed in. I was dialed in. At my college, basketball was all we had, so I watched the women's play quite often, was a fan of the women's game in college. But I think at South Carolina, I really kind of started paying attention. Now, I did watch a little bit because there's a woman from my high school, Natalie Funderburk was her name in high school. I don't know what her name is now. She's probably married. But she was, she ended up going to the University of South Carolina from Camden, where I live. So she was a Division I athlete, recruited. I think she was a year ahead of me. So she graduated a year ahead of me. So she went to the University of South Carolina and played basketball. So I watched her career. Then when I was at Heathwood, there was a girl by the name of Brianna Dickerson. She was, I would think, maybe the first athlete to go to the University of South Carolina from Heathwood Hall. And I may be mistaken by that, women's athlete to go play for the University of South Carolina. But in the time that I worked there, she went, and a few years later, Asia Wilson went, and I was on board since the Asia Wilson days. And again, like I said, I paid attention to some of the teams before, and they were not good teams, but I would watch. But once Asia got there, and again, like I said, Alicia Welch, Khadijah Sessions, Tiffany Mitchell, I was pretty much dialed in. So this team, to watch a year ago, this team, same team, different players, but the team lost in the Final Four. They got beat by Iowa. It was heartbreaking. This was the team. This team had just won it in 2022. And then they were going to win it again in 23. Like, 23 was going to be back-to-back championships, and they got knocked out by Caitlin Clark and the other girl. I don't remember her name, but she had 18 points that night. And we lost that game 77-74. And you had Aaliyah Boston. You had Zaya Cook, Bree Beal, Leticia Amir, Victoria Saxton, Bree Beal. Like, we had the freshies, Olivia. I can't remember Olivia's last name, but all these players, like this top McDonald All-American, the top number one recruiting class. And this was their senior year, and this was like hands down going to be South Carolina's championship. And they got beat by Caitlin Clark. And the season left a terrible taste in our mouth. And then you watched Kim Mulkey and Angel Reese win a national championship that we really felt should have been coming to Columbia. And then you go into the summer and we have all this excitement because we have this freshman by the name of Malaysia Fulwiley. And then we have this transfer portal athlete that's coming from Oregon by the name of Pow Pow, Tiana Pow Pow. And we had young women who were in the program having to take a step forward, like Chloe Kitts and Ashlyn Watkins, and Sanaya Fagan, right? Bree Hall. You had this nucleus of players that had been on the team, but they were not the starters. Raven Johnson, who had a very difficult game where she wouldn't take open shots. Basically, Caitlin Carter was waving her off. And then we go into the summer, man. You're kind of looking at, there was this girl, she transferred, Samika Walker. She came in and we were just wondering, like, Tessa Johnson was this freshman from out of Minnesota, 3-point shooter, right? And how are they going to fare in the rigors of the SEC? And Dawn had been the number one team, like, for that whole season, that team had went undefeated. And our first, and Dawn has always, Coach Staley has always played one of the toughest schedules. And our first game was in Paris against Notre Dame, who had this phenomenal freshman, Hannah Hidalgo. And they were talking about how great this Notre Dame team was. And we smoked them. Man, I smoked the TV. Mama, like, we, man, ran them out of their sneakers. And we were like, wait a minute. What type of team is this? This team is incredible, because not only did we have like Cardoza and all the post presence, now we had this new element of hitting threes and jump shots that we didn't have before, man. And it's been a pleasure. It's been a ball to watch. And I want to say, number one, shout out to Iowa and Caitlin Clark. I am now officially, I'm a Caitlin Clark fan. I am hoping that she will be drafted number one in WNBA and it will go to the Indiana Fever. And I am making my announcement now. I will be a Fever fan. If Caitlin and Aaliyah Boston are on the same team, I'm on board. Sign me up. I am also an Aces fan, so I must say I'm a Las Vegas Aces. But if I have a secondary team, the Indiana Fever, I will be buying some merchandise, rocking my gear. But it's been a pleasure to watch, man. And I am frustrated about some of the conversation that is around female athletics, and just I don't even want to. And I guess you call it what it is. It's misogyny. It's exactly what it is. It's men that's trying to downplay the importance of the game and the significance, and it's grime. It's bad, man. And I feel like, dang, bro. Like, it's 2024, man. Let these ladies live. Let these women do what they like. And if it ain't for you, stay from over there, man. No, why you making comments on it? Why you got all this commentary about it? Like, if you got maybe this is another podcast for another day, but bro, like the male ego and the male privilege that we have as it relates to our opinion. If you're a man and you make an opinion, it's the law. And it's like, hey man, sit this one out. Sit this one out. But that's what's been on my mind. And what you're not gonna do is try to take the shine from these women having an incredible product, having an incredible run at the sport. I love it. I'm a fan. Women's basketball, college women's basketball. I'm a South Carolina fan, so I'm dialed in to what our team does. But I see the other teams, and I see what's going on. And again, definitely with the WNBA, since Asia Wilson has been a part of it. But back in the day, man, I was Cheryl Swoops. Cheryl Swoops. You had that when the Houston had. I forgot the name of the Houston team, but they. Man, they had a squad. They got it done. They got it done. So, what's my girl? She played at Texas Tech. Let's look this up. Let's see. Houston. WNBA. Houston. WNBA team. It used to was the Comics. Yeah, I'm not from Houston, but I rap a lot. Cynthia Cooper, Cheryl Swoops, and Lisa Thompson. Those are the folks that I had like on my brain. Is it Lisa Thompson? It's Thompson. Tina Thompson. Cheryl Swoops, Cynthia Cooper, Tina Thompson, the big three that were in Houston. Playing for the Comics. So yeah, man. Dawn Staley, GOAT for a very long time. Lisa Leslie. You know, I can just try to go back in my brain of this Shamika Halsclaw. So many like incredible women's basketball players. And I'm a fan of the game. I love that the game is growing and prospering. And what you're not going to do is throw shade at the women's game. Well, thank y'all again for checking in with me, man. It's been another episode. And I'll be back next week. Same bat place, same bat channel. Man, you could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me, and I appreciate that. I would love for y'all to tune in for another episode of the Best Advice Ever podcast. Let folks know about what I got going on. Watch it. Share it, subscribe. If you have any questions, anything you want to comment, just email me at info@comedianmikegoodwin.com, and I'll see you next time. Peace.